Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
کیوں مفسر تجھے بناتا پھر نہ کرتا پسند رب تیرا تو ہے فخر عجم بہر صورت مانے لوہا نہ کیوں عرب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
علم فقہ ہو معاشیات کے ساتھ قابل رشک ہے ادب تیرا کر دیا سود کا زیاں ظاہر گویا دشمن ہے جاں بلب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
لاکھ مہلک ہے قوم کے امراض باعث زیست ہے مطب تیرا دل لبھاتی ہے سادگی تیری رنگ فطرت سے پر ہے ڈھب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو اندر اسٹارٹ آف اے بیوٹیفل ویک. اٹس اے شارٹ ویک دو بٹ نان دا لیس الحمد للہ رب العالمین. ٹوڈے بین دا 19th آف ربیع الاول 1446 کورسپونڈنگ ٹو دا 23rd آف سپٹمبر 2024. It's a very cold morning in and around the world, in and around the country. And as you know, the snow fell between Escort Harry Smith and Escort Harry Smith Van Rienen's. A lot of people were stuck or stranded in the snow. And say Jazakallah Khairan to all those that were involved in helping the people being rescued or seen to their needs during that cold blizzard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. But before we go on, we got a mayat announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The mayat of Marhum Haji Muhammad Rashid Kasuji, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab rahmatullah alayhi of Sukkur, who is the father of Hafiz Ridwan Kasuji, brother of Maulana Ibrahim, Maulana Hussein, and Qari Mahmood Kasuji, rahmatullah alayh. The pickup time will be at 145, plot 111, Hall Gate, Nigel. Janaza Salah will be at Masjid Khalid bin Walid in Nigel. Janaza Salah will be at 2 p.m. inshallah, proceeding to the Nigel town Qabristan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus and forgive them for all their sins. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. One should recite the Surah Ikhlas 3 times and send the sawab to the marhum and marhumin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay, so inshallah we're going to be starting off with our first recipe. You know, the beginning, the first half hour of our show, we do our recipe segment, inshallah. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our first recipe is the beef stew. You know, because it's winter, so-called winter. You know, winter supposed to finish in the beginning of September. But nonetheless, this is called a beef stew, winter warmer. And this was sent in by Sister Asma Muhammad. Jazakallah khairan for that recipe. Okay, so what you're going to need, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. ...200 gram stew beef. 200 gram stew beef. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 chopped onion, 1 chopped onion, 1 large carrot, 1 large carrot, 1 celery stalks, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of butter, 5 to 6 mushrooms sliced, 5 to 6 mushrooms sliced, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 liter of hot water or beef stock, 1 liter of hot water or beef stock, 2 beef stock cubes, 2 beef stock cubes, 3 to 4 baby potatoes halved, 3 to 4 baby potatoes halved, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, salt and pepper to taste, salt and pepper to taste, and then you're going to have a coriander for garnish. So the ingredients would be again 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 200 grams stew beef, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 chopped onion, 1 chopped onion, 1 large carrot, 1 large carrot, few celery stalks, few celery stalks, 2 tablespoons of butter, 5 to 6 mushrooms sliced, 5 to 6 sliced mushrooms, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 liter of hot water of beef stock, 2 beef stock cubes, 3 to 4 baby potatoes in half, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin, salt and pepper to taste, and you're going to use coriander for garnish. Then your method, you're going to heat the oil in a pot. Add the stew beef chunks with some salt and cook until it's browned. Remove the browned beef in a bowl. In the same pot, heat some oil and braise the chopped onions until soft. Add in an all-purpose flour and braise for 3 minutes. Now add all of the beef and carrot mixture back to the pot. Along with the beef stock, spices and potatoes. For the beef stock, dissolve 2 of the cubes in hot water. Then cover the pot and let it simmer. Until the beef is cooked. Through and the stew is slightly thick. So cover the pot and let it simmer until the beef is cooked. So that was for a beef stew, a winter warmer, and that was sent in by Sister Asma Khan. Our next recipe is for a chicken palau. So in your ingredients, you're going to need a quarter kilo of basmati rice. You're going to need 1/2 a chicken. Two onions finely chopped. Walana, I know you're busy, right? But I just wanted you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba to be aware that this weekend that passed, I attempted a mutton curry. I attempted a mutton curry.
MashaAllah. And how it came out?
Huh?
How did it come out?
To my surprise, Malana. Solid. I give myself, you know, for the first time, it was 7 out of 10.
And those that tasted it, how much they gave?
Nobody was there to taste it.
Okay.
That's the thing. But there is a leftover. My beloved mother is coming home. So, inshallah, she'll be the first to taste my hand cooking.
Yeah, so then tomorrow you let us know what she had to say.
But just want to let you know that I attempted a mutton curry. Came out good. I mean, for the first time, start from scratch. Proud of myself.
Which did you share that recipe?
I did share it before, I did share that mutton curry recipe.
So these recipes are working?
Yeah, it's trial and test. But obviously, you know, when a man uses, you know, they like to overdo it.
Yeah.
Like a woman, they know how to, what measurement and how many, you know?
Yeah.
But we all learn.
Yeah, it takes courage to start.
Yeah, that's the first step. And you're going to need 3 cloves. First, you're going to have a quarter kilo of basmati rice, half a kilo of chicken, 2 onions finely chopped, 3 cloves, and I think it's 1 stick of cinnamon. Got 1 stick. Oh no, it's, I think it's 1 stick. Yeah, 1 stick of cinnamon, 2 black cardamom, 2 black cardamom, 4 bay leaves, 4 bay leaves, 4 tablespoons of ghee, 4 tablespoons of ghee, 4 tablespoons of ghee. And you're going to get chopped coriander leaves. Chopped coriander leaves. Then you're going to make a paste by using 2 teaspoons of cumin seeds. Five black pepper, 5 black pepper, 7 green chilies, 7 green chilies, 3 garlic flakes, 3 garlic flakes, 1/2 ginger, half a ginger crushed, half a ginger. I don't know if it's crushed ginger, but it just says half a ginger. Then 1 tablespoon of coriander seeds, 1 tablespoon of coriander seeds, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of turmeric powder, and then you're going to need salt as per taste. So your method, you're going to wash the rice and soak it for about 1/2 hour. You're going to wash the rice and soak it for about 1/2 hour. Then you're going to cut the chicken into small pieces. Cut the chicken into small pieces and heat the oil in a kadai. Molana, you know what's a kadai? You know what's a kadai? K-A-D-A-I.
Kadai.
Kadai. K-A-D-A-I.
I've heard it, but I always just never...
Huh?
I didn't do research on
it. Can you hear you, Molana?
I said I didn't do research on it. Is it...
What?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, very I don't soft. Know what's the difference between kadai and curry.
Very soft.
I don't know what's the difference between kadai and curry.
I said, I don't know what's the difference between kadai and curry.
No, kadai, kadai. Would you say you must heat the oil in a kadai?
Kadai.
Kadai. K-A-D-A-I. K-A-D-A-I. But if anybody knows what's a kadai, K-A-D-A-I, please message me on 084-786-3132. And we're all learning it, inshallah.
Like it says, I just typed it out now.
Yeah.
It says a staple piece of cookware in South Asian cuisines. South Asian. The kadai is a versatile pan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's like a pan. It's got high walls, so it's not like your normal frying pan. And it's got a flat base. It's got distinctive looped handles on either side. So you
it's like a wok. Okay, now I know what it is. I know what it is then.
Yeah.
Okay, then, where were we? You're going to fry it in a wok or kadai. If we know what to fry it in a wok, basically, right? Then fry the onions until it's golden brown. Fry the onions until it's golden brown. Then you're going to add the ground masala. Add the grounded masala. And simmer for 2 minutes. And then you're going to simmer for 2 minutes. Then you're going to add the cloves. You're going to add the cloves, the cinnamon, the cardamoms, and the bay leaves. Add the cloves. Cinnamon, cardamom, and the bay leaves, and then fry the chicken pieces for 5 minutes. Fry the chicken pieces for 5 minutes. Then you're going to add the rice to it. Add the rice to it, and then you're going to add water required to cook the rice. Add the water required to cook the rice. Then you're going to stir well and then let the chicken and the rice cook. You're going to stir well and then you're going to let the chicken and the rice cook. Once you're done, then you can garnish it with coriander leaves. And serve it hot. And that was the recipe for a chicken palau. If you ever need any of these recipes, you can always message on the Marcus Sahaba WhatsApp number. Just say that, listen, Brother Suleiman, I wanted this recipe or wanted that recipe. Some keywords that you heard, like maybe, for example, chicken palau or... let's see, that word, the kadai word, you know, or cardamom or cinnamon or something to that effect, or even chicken palau, then inshallah, I will send you the recipe. It's gone 12:30 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our recipe segment. And from 12:30 to 12:45, 12:50 would be our discussion where inshallah, Maulana Zaid and I, we discuss topics of bilateral importance. So inshallah, we're going to see you after the break.
أهل السنة والجماعة. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Khuda ki bandagi ka lutf hargiz pa nahi sakte. Rasool Allah ki sunnat ko jo apna nahi sakte. Hazaron سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے ابو بکر و عمر عثمان علی کو چھوڑنے والے نبی کے پاک دامن کی ہوا بھی پا نہیں سکتے خدا کی بندگی کا لطف ہرگز پا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ کی سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے عرب کے چاند سے نور ہدایت مل گیا جن کو وہ باطل کے اندھیروں سے کبھی گھبرا نہیں سکتے خدا کی بندگی کا لطف ہرگز پا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ کی سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے کمالات نبوت ختم ہے حضرت محمد پر کسی کے پاس جبریل امین اب آ نہیں سکتے خدا کی بندگی کا لطف ہرگز پا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ کی سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے امام الانبیاء معراج کی شب اس جگہ پہنچے جہاں روح الامین جیسے ملک بھی جا نہیں سکتے خدا کی بندگی کا لطف ہرگز پا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ کی سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ سے جن کو محبت ہے عقیدت ہے وہ ان کے حکم کو دانش کبھی ٹھکرا نہیں سکتے خدا کی بندگی کا لطف ہرگز پا نہیں سکتے رسول اللہ کی سنت کو جو اپنا نہیں سکتے
مولا 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 مولا
زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا کو پایا زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا
یہ شام صبح کا آنا جانا یہ پھول کلیوں کا مسکرانا یہ منظر و موسم سہانا صبح میں چڑیوں کا مسکرانا کسی کا آنا کسی کا جانا بدلتے موسم ہے اور زمانہ زمین میں پستی فلک سہانا کبھی ہے بادل کا آشیانا یہ چاند سورج کا جگمگانا فلک پہ تاروں کا ٹمٹمانا ہر ایک منظر جسے بھی دیکھا وہی خدا آیا تجھی کو پایا تجھی کو پایا
تجھی کو پایا زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا
کسی نے پائی کمال عزت کسی میں دیکھی تو صرف ذلت کسی کو ذلت کے بعد عزت کسی کو عزت کے بعد ذلت عجیب انوار نسیم خلقت کوئی رذیل و سلیم فطرت کسی میں الفت کسی میں نفرت کسی میں چاہت کسی میں وحشت کسی کا شیوا فقط محبت کوئی بنا ہے مریض نفرت جسے ہے زیبا تمام عزت مولا محالا تجھی کو پایا تجھی کو پایا
زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا
تیری نہ ابتدا ہے نہ تیری کوئی بھی انتہا ہے تیری تو کافر پہ بھی عطا ہے غریب تھے پر تیری سخا ہے کوئی نہ مانے یا مانتا ہے سبھی کا صرف ایک تو خدا ہے میں ہوں گدا پر تو بادشاہ ہے فریب ہے جو تیرے سوا ہے میری ہمیشہ بس ایک دعا ہے میں خوش رہوں جو تیری رضا ہے دعائیں پوری عطائیں پوری ہے کرنے والا تجھی کو پایا تجھی کو پایا
تجھی کو پایا زمین کو دیکھا فلک کو دیکھا خدا آیا ہر جا تجھی کو پایا کبھی تخیل کیا جو اپنا بنانے والا تجھی کو پایا
مارکس صحابہ the voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ
جی اوکے ایوریتھنگ اوکے ہو گیا بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ مولانا جزاک اللہ خیرن فار جوائنگ اس ونس اگین آن دس بیوٹیفل کولڈ منڈے مارننگ منڈے آفٹر نون یو نو اٹ واز سو ویئرڈ دیٹ دس ویکینڈ وی ایکسپیکٹڈ ایوری ون تھوٹ دیٹ یو نو اٹ سپٹمبر از کمنگ ان یو گونا سی دا ٹریز یو نو دا فلاورز آر گونا اسٹارٹ بلومنگ یو گونا سی دا کریشن اینڈ دا میگنیفیسنٹ اورا آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ان اے سینس where we see his majestic beauty, where from winter, July, August, we've seen all the leaves, how they withered away, right? And when we saw spring and we saw that the sunshine started coming back and the air started becoming more viable and more conducive to the plants, right? And Maulana, you know, there's a particular tree outside. And I said to myself that, you know what, every day I'm going to take a picture of that tree and I'm going to see how it grows.
Hmm.
And in a space of 5 days, Maulana, you see from the tree having no leaves at all to it being so full of leaves. It's amazing how, you know, even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And I think that's where the Christian stole it from. As Mufti Sahib would say, that created in six days, heavens and the earth were created.
Hmm.
No? So it's amazing how you look at this metamorphosis, how things happen.
Hmm. We got these two students.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Abdullah and Ubaidullah.
Yeah.
So Ubaidullah the other day, they come home every day. So as he's walking, there's the one plant there by us. So Ubaidullah is looking at this, but he's looking like with concentration. So I was just like, I thought maybe what's he doing? And the next day I saw that leaf growing bigger and the following day bigger, like what you said. Yeah. Now. So I was joking with him. I said, what are you doing? You are talking to the plants or what? Now I need you to start speaking to other plants here also. But it's spring. It's not. So, and they say, I don't know how true is it, but they say it's good to speak to plants. So it has an effect on them or something. I don't know.
Maybe speak good things because they're also living organisms.
Hmm.
And with any organism that's living, that breathes, because the leaves, they give off the substance that we take in, right? And if we speak harshly, that's, and yeah, like you were saying, that you don't know if it's true, but when you speak to a plant and you speak kind words to it, it'll blossom, it'll grow with the words, because words give off love.
Hmm.
You know, you can say your father, or you can say my mother's husband.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
You can say my father or my mother's husband.
Mm.
Two words, two meanings is one person, but in two ways it gives off a different meaning. In the first way, you're saying it out of love, that, you know what, that's my father. But in the second way, where you say my mother's husband, is like such a resentful way that, you know what, I got nothing to do with the man. It's my mother's husband. My mother married him. He got nothing to do with me.
It's like when your child does something wrong.
Yeah.
Then the mother will say, go see
your father.
You're doing what your father does.
Yeah.
Or she'll say like...
You're like a carbon copy of your father. You know, exactly the same, the way you carry on.
Yeah.
And I think it's when a wife says that, you know, you're just like your damn father.
Yeah.
Because like before the child was born, you give off that same habit, and then she says, you're just like your damn father. You know, like a carbon copy of your father. You might be thinking, hey, it's a joke, but then the child, masoom as they are, Maulana, they think, hey, you know what? What is my mother saying? Why my mother is saying I'm just like my father, like a carbon copy? Then you go, but the child will go by the father and they say, daddy, mommy say I'm like a carbon copy of you. What you mean? Then the damal will start.
But if it's a good thing, yeah,
if you instill akhlaq, the good akhlaq in your child, the manners, the morals.
Mm. No, but I'm saying if it's a good thing that the child did, then that's my child.
Yeah, I say, you know what, you're following the right footsteps, because if your mother can see you like your child, like your father, then, you know, you as a father, you're doing a good thing.
And this in In fact, it's strange because yesterday I was thinking about this, that how they've such good occasions, but the West, they've made it seem like this is a bad occasion. Like, for example, the time of birth or the time of, you know, that first time the spouse gets to know I'm pregnant. Now, instead of making it a joyous occasion, it becomes what? A sad occasion. For most women nowadays, they're like, but I didn't want a child. And for that's what I'm saying. Schools and all of this has done this to us, that instead of embracing such joyous occasions, you looked shocked, Suleiman.
Yeah, no, because you're saying it's a sad occasion.
Yeah, because that's what
I don't understand. How is it is a shocking, because how is it a sad occasion?
Because remember, we're so affected, influenced by the West.
Right.
So now mothers or wives, spouses, they don't want to have children. Like I had someone who asked me, should we have a child early or late?
So
I
told them. In that sense. Oh yeah, because they want to live their life.
Yeah.
As a couple.
And no responsibilities.
And no responsibilities.
Yeah, it's like it seems like a burden. That's what I'm saying. So I said to this person that asked that have your children. As quickly as possible, because what's going to happen is you're going to get old, your bones are going to get weak. Now, to raise children at the old age, we are not Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Yeah, no.
So it becomes much more challenging.
Mm.
So have them while you're young, and you can manage, and you can also interact with them in that. When they're older and there's a big age gap between you and them, they in like a different age and you in a different age, how are you going to connect to them? How are you going to make the Islah?
Yeah, it's true.
Also, another thing while we're speaking on this is, what I've noticed is people tend to feel, one is that women or men also feel like this, that we should have our children later so that the spouses can connect, you know. But if you see the stats, and this is quite, if you look at countries like the US and that, they don't want to have children. And to divorce then becomes much more easier because there's nothing in it. And they are not Muslim, so you're not going to say about the laws of divorce for them. So they are non-Muslims. But I'm saying carrying this mentality into us as Muslims, what's the side effects of this? The effects of it is that you will say delay, 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 and then any small occasion appears, then you want to break that relation. But when you have children now, it becomes much more difficult, unless it's a different situation. But generally, on every small occasion, you're not going to just leave, and you're going to look at your responsibilities. So that's the one. And the other thing is also, having your children, they speak about having a gap between one child and the next. Maybe you can say there is benefits in that, but what I've noticed is when you don't have a gap, or you have it shortly one after the other, it gives, amongst your children, it gives them happiness because they are able to connect with each other. So one baby will see another one and it brings happiness. Yeah. So like that.
Like even if there's a 5-year gap, then the brother or the sister will say that, you know what, he's 5 years younger than me. How must I communicate with him? But if there's like there's a good age gap, like I think they say minimum 2 years, a 2-year gap, so there's a good understanding.
Hmm.
That's what I've heard of the age gap, like you're saying, Mulana.
Gee. But then, of course, the husband has to play a big role, major role.
That's also another thing, because now when the West is indoctrinating this ideology of a male being an alpha male ego, where he mustn't do anything in the house, where he mustn't take care of any of the children. You know, he must be, fair enough, yes, we agree that he is a sole breadwinner. But that doesn't give him the right not to take part in his family.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, the woman is supposed to stay at home, yes, but it doesn't give him the right to say when he comes home, right?
Yeah.
He mustn't look after the wife, or he mustn't look after his children.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, you must know, if she's at home, she has to look after the kids, she must make food, she must make supper, she must do the homework. And what do? You come home, you sit on your lazy boy and just order, command, demand. You married a wife or you married a slave? It doesn't work like that. You must have some rahm, some mercy.
Hmm.
Also, what harm is it going to come to you if you tell your wife that, listen, take a 10-minute breather or do something because I can see the children are driving you up the pole? You know, take them one side, let her regain her mind, because they finish her the whole day, right? That's, if they're not going to school, then it's worse, because now they're sitting at home with her and they chowing her brains. So now she comes over, when you come home, the first thing she'll say, you know, your children, they did 1, 2, 3, like this, I had to do this, I had to do that. You know, then you had a frustrating day at work, your boss or your manager or somebody was giving you giving the help because he had a bad day, then you come home and then you must listen to your wife giving you all hell. And also you must learn how to have sabr, you must have patience, because some men go to an extent, you say, you know what, I can't handle you, please just keep quiet. I don't, you know, you're hurting my ear. You know, hurtful things like this. She has nobody to speak to. You are her confidant. When you come home, she expects you to give her that hearing. But rather you turn around and you don't want to hear what she's saying.
Hmm.
And I think, Mulana, that's one of the main causes of marriages failing. Hmm. Because there's a lack of communication.
Gee, lack of communication and lack of fulfilling responsibilities.
And understanding as well.
Because what we're finding now is such as then there's no like care. You just go. The man and the woman. Now we're hearing both. Have taken on to this pedal and different sorts of. What will you say? This is. You find it now in Saudi and this all this entertainment, fireworks, this that. But anyway. Going out, fishing, this, that, when you've got so much of responsibilities, where do people get such time to still do all of this and still live your life like how you lived it before you got married? So that's, I think, we can conclude on this, that we constantly, even after marriage, we're still trying to live that life as we lived before marriage.
Like a bachelor's life or a bachelor's.
Yeah, we must have that now and then we're getting together. She goes with her friends, we go with our friends. That's not what's supposed to be done. And the children, they are by the grandparents or they're somewhere else. That's just neglecting responsibilities. So Allah grant us all tawfiq, myself firstly, and give us the ability to do what we're supposed to do. And the main thing, what we said in the beginning is, to turn it into joyous occasions. You're having a child, you got the news, you're getting a child. Twist it around and make it a happy occasion. Allah's decree. And like this, so much of barakah already will be derived from the beginning. But when you're frowning upon something that is good for you, that Allah has decided for you, then already you're going to have a negative journey ahead, and that's going to break you down. And Allah forbid adverse conditions come down. Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ameen. We say jazakallah khairan to Mawlana for the beautiful advices. Mawlana, inshallah, tomorrow, same time, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ameen.
Jazakallah khairan. Tell the listeners, they must tell us what topics they want.
Yeah, there's also...
Or the youth also, because they're at home. This,
and also the things that they can't speak of. And obviously, no names of any particular person would be given. If you want to discuss something that is on your mind, then obviously Mawlana and myself, we will discuss it and we will speak of it. And obviously no names would be mentioned or any reference, or it won't make it such that the next person mustn't think, hey, ABC from down the road, yeah, they sent this message over here. Why are they talking about me like that? It will never come out in that way. But Maulana, Jazakallah once again.
Jazakumullah khair. Make dua for us as well as the listeners. Make dua. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Maulana Zaid Khan, inshallah, for the discussion. And from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and from the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.